morning, Mick. How are you going?
I'm very well, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. You must be rapt with the way the stable is at the moment. It is peaking in recent weeks.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, full credit to all the staff. They do a great job. The horses look fantastic and they're racing accordingly. So long may it continue.
Well, you've got some nice runners at Caulfield tomorrow. You kick off in the first with the two-year-olds over 1,400 metres, Gdansk, which has been thereabouts in two starts. You've got Ollie on board from a good gate tomorrow. Do you think that will make the difference?
Look, there's a couple of positives, as you mentioned, but realistically, he's probably best suited in the maiden. It's not an overly strong race for a Saturday metropolitan race worth $100,000, but, yeah, he's realistically a place chance and we think he's better off in the maiden, but we're the only one to come here. And, it's his home track. As you said, good barrier, good jockey, and the horse is fitting well, so hopefully he runs well.
How do you think the track will play tomorrow? We'll get Jason Warren up a little later, but rail back to the true. We know it was very leader biased last start.
Yeah, it was very wet on Tuesday morning. The course of the gallops was like a heavy eight, but it's dried
really
well, as it does. We've had fine weather, like yesterday was 7/10 and sunshine, and the ground where I'm standing now was dried up considerably. So it's going to be like a 6 and 5, and rather like true. But I think it'll play okay. It's been hard to predict lately, hasn't it? Even Jason Kerr has found it hard to predict what it's going to race like. So I suppose we'll see on race day.
And the weather will play a big part with rain predicted tomorrow during the day as well. In race number three, you've got Tabby Dance, an emergency at this stage. Have you got any inkling whether Tabby Dance will get a run?
I actually asked Ben Hayes, who's got three runners and a couple have drawn poorly, but they're running all three. So hoping to get a run. If not, we're going to Cranbourne in a benchmark 70 mile, which is a very nice horse. And we've got big aspirations for him. I think he gets to lift the grade over a trip. He returned very well. If he gets a run, he'll be running very well, but it looks unlikely at this stage.
Yeah, it would be disappointing if he misses out, because I spoke to Mick Price prior to his last start at Sandown. He said, look, whatever he does, he's going to improve on. He probably wants a bit more space in his race. He was drawn barrier one on that occasion, but he hit the line well. So is he ready to win if he does get the run tomorrow? Would you be confident that he'd be probably the one to beat?
Look, it's short of his best, but he's got so much class. He just looks amazing at the moment. And that was virtually like a second trial for him last week. And he had the 1 half-mile jump out. I haven't seen a horse pull up so well in the wind for a long time. Very clean-winded animal. And, it's probably a bit short for him, but with a good barrier and his class, I would be surprised if he could win. Be more confident he could win on Wednesday at Cranbourne over a mile, you know. So either way, it'll be a nice lead-up to his next run, which will be in 2 weeks back at Caulfield in a mile 78. So, anyway, we're just building the horse through his preparation. I think he'll be at his best when he gets beyond 2,000.
All right. Well, if he doesn't get a run tomorrow, we'll save our pennies for Wednesday, because it sounds like it could be a good thing come Cranbourne on Wednesday. Race number five is one of the most interesting races of the day. There's a few promising gallopers that go around in this race, and you've got Scorpius and Terrace House. Scorpius comes through the Metropolitan form, and Terrace House has looked really good in only three starts to date, winning two of them.
Yeah, correct. Scorpius was unlucky at the same track and distance 2 weeks ago when Mystery Shot won. We sort of set it up for that horse. We came across a wide barrier and had to work very hard, and he stuck on really well. We haven't drawn great again, but smaller field, Young Will Price rides well. We're going to come across. If he can get across a bit easier, then he'll find a better kick in the straight. He worked super on Tuesday. He ran 23.5 on the course proper. He's in great form. He's a tough gelding, and he'll run very well. And Terrace House, he's definitely on the up and up. He won a weak race at Geelong, where he's well placed. But he actually worked on Tuesday. He's at our Warrnambool stable, so he worked at Penshurst Tuesday morning with Savaheat and had him covered pretty well. So we think he's at the peak of his preparation. He's going the best we've had him. And the aim with him would be to sort of come across and try and slot in second wave, sort of fourth or fifth if we can. But both are going well, but we probably have a slight lean to Scorpius, who's got that metro form.
Yeah, well, Scorpius is actually the longer price of the two. Terrace House is at 4.60, and Scorpius is at $7. And he does meet Mystery Shot a lot better at the weights as well. So, but the plan is from that gate, you're still going to press forward.
Yeah, press forward, but he just had to make a lot of use of him last time, and then Mystery Shot got the perfect button behind us. So, if we can just get across a bit easier without doing the work, then he'll be right there in the finish. So, anyway, hopefully one of them wins. They're both in great order.
I just see Right You Are's been scratched. I was going to say he's going to be one of the leading contenders for most punters, but he's come out of race number six. What's the reason?
Just the barrier. We ummed and ahed, and we just didn't know what to do there. If you push forward, he works too hard. If you come right back, then you're a long way off them. He's going great, the horse, and there's a mile at Flemington next week for him where he can probably go there and be very hard to beat. So extremely happy with the horse. Just thought the barrier made it a bit tricky, and we'd like to see him win next time. So that's the reason.
All right, we'll wait another week for him. And then you've got Tavasan, who's backing up in the Sir John Monash Stakes. Things didn't go to plan last week. He finished last, or a couple of weeks ago it was, he finished last in the sprint. He's obviously come through that run well, though, for you to be running today or tomorrow.
Yeah, look, it's just one of those ones where it looked a light race, so we threw him in. And he's a horse that needs a breather up front to give a kick. When he got collared 3 furlongs from home down the straight last week, was vulnerable. So I think definitely back to his home track where he won 2 starts ago, shorter trip suit. But honestly, at the throw of the stumps, jungle edges there, which could put a bit of pressure in the race. So we got a nice barrier and a great jockey. I'll be up to Ben to try and get the best out of him. But as far as we're concerned as trainers, he's very well. He's bouncing, been for a swim and off the pony, and very happy with the horse. But as I said, he just needs the right run in the race to be competitive.
So what? How do you see it playing out then? Do you just want him to have a bit of a soft run in behind Jungle Edge?
It's a hard one. You know, he's actually better when he's in front and can just breathe for a couple of furlongs and then feel through his gears. So, yeah, I've talked to Ben about that because Jungle Edge normally rolls along pretty quickly. So, anyway, we're having a go at it. Like, for a group three, it's not an extremely strong race. So, either gelding, he's tough, he's feeling great, and he can go around and hopefully get some prize money for the owners.
All right, well, we've lost Right You Are. Who's your best? And Tavvy Nance may not get a run. So who do you think's your best at Caulfield tomorrow?
Yeah, so we have end up with not a super strong team. But, I think Caulfield's the price is a nice each-way chance. And saying that Terrace House is going very, very well as well. So if you throw them both in the trifecta, I think they'll both be there.
Right, we like that. Now, you've been doing a great service to the RSN listeners, selecting winners throughout the week for us. Can you do the same at Pakenham today?
Yeah, absolutely, Sophia. I mean, we were talking like black tights were in the spring. Last time at Geelong, things didn't go to plan for her. So I'm going to ride her back today at Pakenham, which is a track where you find, for whatever reason, it's better to be out wide instead of coming in the middle with momentum. And that'll be here today. So we've always liked her. She's a lovely filly by Fastnet Rock, and she'd be a good chance today.
Right, Sophia, race three at Pakenham, currently at $3.30. So a little bit of value for the punters out there. Good on you, Mick. Good luck over the weekend, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much, Michael.
Mick Kent Jr. joining us on this.